欢迎收听可可英语在线广播。
8 of 9 Ebola patients who've been treated in the U.S. have survived the dangerous virus. That includes Dr. Craig Spencer. Officials say he's cured of the disease less than a month after he was diagnosed with it. Dr. Spencer had contracted Ebola while treating victims in Guinea, but he didn't show symptoms until after he'd gotten back home to New York. At this time, there are no other people in the U.S. with the hemorrhagic fever.That's not the case in Africa. In this year's outbreak, more than 13,000 Ebola cases have been reported. Half of those who've gotten it in Africa have died.
In a region desperate for good news, some progress in the fight against the Ebola epidemic. At treatment centers in Liberia, there are more empty beds and fewer burials, a sign that the number of cases is down.The surprising slowdown was confirmed by the World Health Organization. Health officials say they're cautiously optimistic, but warn against declaring a premature victory.
Things are slowing now, but are we there yet? No. Do we need to do more? Yes.
Even more treatment centers are being built as international aid continues to arrive in the region.
We just entered the high-risk area of the Monrovia Medical Unit.
This one-of-a-kind treatment center built by U.S. troops is set to open. U.S. health workers have been training extensively at the 25-bed facility to treat medical workers infected with the virus. A different scene in neighboring Sierra Leone, where the number of Ebola cases continues to climb. Treatment centers in Freetown are still crowded with the sick. And outside the capital,Aid workers are busy delivering food to rural villages that remain under quarantine. And in Ghana, West African leaders were screened with a laser thermometer for signs of the virus as they gathered to talk about how to fight the epidemic. They say despite some short-term gains, economies in the hardest-hit nations are still suffering, and much more international help is needed.